Shelley Shepherd Gray joins us by phone tonight. She used to be our nearby neighbor living in Loveland, but has recently moved to Colorado, so we'll be visiting by phone from now on to keep up with her and her very prolific writing career. She's a New York Times and USA Today bestselling author of over 60 novels, and tonight we're going to talk about her latest one. It is titled The Patient One. I'm happy to welcome you back to Around Cincinnati and to talk about The Patient One. So we are in Amish country. This particular series is the Walnut Creek series, and it began with an ebook, which was titled Friends to the End. And now you followed it with a novel, The Patient One. So The Patient One has a large cast of characters, the eight, as they're called, and they've gathered in their hometown as the novel opens. Why are they there, and who are they?
I began The Patient One at a funeral. It's a group of eight millennials, men and women, mid to early 20s. They are childhood friends. And one of their friends, an English man named Andy, had committed suicide. It's a whole group of friends. They all are from the same hometown, but they are different religions. They have become lifelong friends in spite of their differences. And one of their friends commits suicide, and they had all drifted apart like a lot of people do after high school, and they reunite at this funeral. Along the way, they make a vow, a promise to each other to reconnect. They feel guilty that they hadn't maybe been there for Andy. They aren't sure why he did what he did, and they want to make sure that they each respect their lifelong friendship and try to be there for each other from now on.
So one of the things that you're exploring in this novel are differences, and these are mainly highlighted in John and Marie's relationship and Molly and Danny's relationship. So would you talk about separately each of those relationships and what they're confronting?
Absolutely. The main relationship is Marie and John B. John B. is Old Order Amish. Marie is, again, part of the eight, but she is an English girl. She was kind of the girl that maybe some of the listeners, we all knew of that girl in your high school class who just seemed to have everything going for her. A well-off girl, very pretty girl who was the homecoming queen. It just happened that they not only were good friends, but they had kind of had a secret crush on each other, but always assumed that because of their differences in lifestyles and lives and religions that they could never do anything about this secret crush. So I really enjoyed how, as they've overcome their grief, they realize that, you know, life is short. That they have a lot in common besides their differences. And they decided to go ahead and risk falling in love. And maybe they're the only one surprised. Nobody really faults them for finally acting on this long-time relationship that they've had and this affectionate feelings for each other. The other storyline in this novel has to do with Molly, who is John's youngest sister. She's 16, and she had suffered an accident when she was a little girl and is in a wheelchair. She just happens to work at the Walnut Creek Library as kind of an assistant. She's not only Amish, but also in a wheelchair. And she is finding out as she grows up that a lot of people are only seeing her differences. She's a nice girl, smart. She's just everything you would want a 16-year-old to be. And she's tried to be her best person. But she finds a lot of times that people are just only seeing her chair, only seeing her handicaps and not seeing the things that she can do. She had also kind of a good friendship, maybe a little crush too, on a boy named Danny, who seems to have everything going for him. As the book continues, she sees that she's been as guilty as a lot of people had been of seeing only her flaws. She had only seen what she wanted to see about him. He has some secrets about his family that she had never realized. So they develop a friendship also. I really enjoyed writing The Patient One because I loved having an idea of a huge cast of characters that just were so individual, and instead of seeing all their differences over and over, they realized that they needed to embrace what they had in common.
One of the interesting ways you link this cast of eight is through what I'll call a story within a story. So what are the headings at the beginning of each chapter?
Well, I wrote the patient one actually before I wrote the prequel to the series, Friends to the End. And I wanted the readers to have an idea of what life had been like for this group of eight before they all grew up. The best way I could think about it was to have one of the characters tell a story about something that had happened when I think they were 13 or 14 years old. And so the chapter headers are this story that really isn't all that important, except it shows the bond and the friendship that they all had. I also really wanted the readers to start getting an idea of what Andy was like. For the characters, I thought maybe they would kind of get an idea of just how hard it was for these characters to feel his loss.
You lived here for at least a decade or more, and of course there are several Amish communities within easy distance. You're in Colorado now. Do you think geography is going to affect your writing?
Luckily, I can get on a plane, and we still have family and friends in Ohio. So I'm sure I'll be heading back. I'm going to go to Walnut Creek around Memorial Day weekend to the Walnut Creek Library and do a talk about the patient one in the series. Amazingly, there's also several Amish communities in Colorado. I guess people are calling them the Rocky Mountain Amish. But about 2 hours from here, where I live in Colorado Springs now, is an Amish community. So I guess never say never about what might happen in the future.
Tell us, if you would, what's the next book in this series? Who does it focus on?
The next novel is called The Loyal One. It's a 350-page novel, and it focuses on Katie and Harley. This time, the difference is it's not on their different religions. They're both Old Order Amish, but they had had a problem years ago. They both kind of had a grudge with each other. And circumstances happen where Katie is remodeling a house, and that just happens to be Harley's occupation to do home remodels. And they're working together. And again, they discover there is a lot more to each other than they had ever realized. That book follows up with a novella and then another novel called The Protective One. So we're just continuing on.
I want to say that I certainly miss not seeing you over and around the microphones, but I'm delighted we're staying in touch, and I'm very interested in hearing what is next. So we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Barbara. I'm so delighted to speak with you, even if it has to be on the phone.
Yes, me too. You take care.
Okay, you too. Thanks again.
I've been talking with Shelley Shepherd Gray about her latest novel, The Patient One, about which you'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.